This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Ventec SGI, LLC versus David Benham and Division of Employment Security, decided July 8, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District, v. Ventec SGI, LLC, Appellant v. WD87676, David Benham and Division, opinion filed July 8, 2025 of Employment Security. Respondents, A.P. Peel from the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission B-4 Division 2, Cynthia L. Martin, Presiding Judge, Gary D. Witt, Judge and W. Douglas Thompson, Judge Ventec SGI, LLC, Ventec. Appeals from the decision of the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission, awarding David Benham, unemployment benefits, the award. Ventec raises one point on appeal, claiming the commission erred because the facts found by the commission do not support the award, and or because there was not sufficient competent evidence in the record to warrant the making of the award. In support of its claim, Ventec argues the evidence indicated Benham was discharged for two misconduct at work, and he is thus disqualified from receipt of unemployment benefits. Finding no error, we affirm the decision of the commission. Factual and procedural background. Ventec is a business which contracts with the Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Protective Service to provide security services in the four-state region of Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa, and Kansas. Benham began working as a training instructor, a trainer, for Ventec on September 11, 2017. Benham's final day of work at Ventec was June 7, 2024, when he was discharged from his employment. Prior to his termination, on March 26, 2024, Benham overheard coworkers discussing an incident involving a possible nude photograph of another coworker being circulated amongst Ventec employees. In response to what he heard, Benham sent one text to confirm that it was a real thing before he told his supervisors about it, because he knew his supervisors were very busy. The discussion regarding the alleged photograph began spreading throughout the Ventec staff, and when Ventec became aware of the incident, it began a very extensive investigation into what transpired. After 3 months of investigating, Ventec determined that Benham violated Ventec's policy against trainers performing supervisory duties by conducting an unauthorized one. When reviewing the commission's decision, we view the evidence objectively and not in the light most favorable to the commission's decision. Miller v. Divier of Empire Second, 670 SW3D 444, 447N01, Mo App, WD 2023, citing Sanders v. Divier of Empire Second, 660 SW3D 35, 41, Mo App, WD 2023. 3. Investigation. Benham continued working while Ventec conducted its investigation and until his termination. Benham filed a claim for unemployment benefits with the Division of Employment Security, Division. Ventec filed a timely protest indicating that, subsequent to a complaint from an employee, an investigation revealed that Benham had participated in spreading of gossip sick about two other employees. The protest also stated, Benham also took it upon himself to begin an investigation which is outside the scope of his job duties. A division deputy determined that Benham was not disqualified from receiving unemployment benefits because his discharge was not for misconduct connected with work. Deputy's determination. Ventec appealed the deputy's determination to the appeals tribunal. An appeals referee held a telephone hearing at which Ventec and Benham participated. 2. The appeals tribunal received documents regarding Benham's claim for unemployment benefits, heard testimony on behalf of Ventec from the contract manager, for the four-state region where Benham worked, and Benham testified on his own behalf. 2. The appeals tribunal's decision provided to this court stated that Mr. Benham did not participate in the appeals tribunal's September 11, 2024 telephone hearing. However, the transcript provided to this court indicates that the appeals tribunal heard testimony from a witness for Ventec and from Benham, and Benham's testimony is transcribed. Accordingly, we presume that Benham, as the claimant, did participate in the appeals tribunal's September 11, 2024 telephone hearing. 4. The appeals tribunal issued its decision reversing the deputy's determination on September 13, 2024, appeals tribunal's decision. The appeals tribunal's decision concluded that Ventech met its burden to prove that Benham was discharged for misconduct connected with work, particularly that Benham violated the employer's policy by starting an investigation that was not in his job description and gossiping with and among his coworkers. Accordingly, the appeals tribunal reversed the deputy's determination and found that Benham was disqualified from earning unemployment